What's that sound? Is it an alcoholic craving a beer? Maybe it's a smoker stressing for one more cigarette. Maybe a gambler who's angst trying to find one more penny for that pokey machine. Or maybe a drug user dying for one more sniff of cocaine. No, think again. It's a person craving for the internet. They are stressed, angst, and irritable that they haven't been near the internet. They can't handle the fact that they can't check their email, check the latest bid on eBay, see their notifications on Facebook, or check how many hits a YouTube video has. It's a new phenomenon which is growing in Australia.
It's just too hard to control. He is constantly on it. Current teenagers just aren't facing reality.
This is Marie, and she believes her 14-year-old son, James, shows signs of an internet addict. But he isn't out of the ordinary. It's only what is common amongst all youths.
He comes home from school and just closes his door. That's the last I will see him for the night. He tells me he's doing his homework, but I know he's on Facebook.
Gone are the days when we used to wait hours for the dial-up internet to connect. The internet is readily available everywhere. At home, schools, universities, at work, on your smartphone. Even companies like McDonald's offers free Wi-Fi service to its customers. Mubarak Rahmatullah from Flinders University's School of Social Work explains why people are hooked on the internet.
Internet addiction works on a pleasure principle. Okay, that means, you know, if somebody gets hooked onto the internet, they get some sort of a positive feeling and experience, and the brain gets used to that kind of a euphoria, that kind of an experience. Okay, and then again it wants the same experience, and again. As the person feeds more, and then the brain wants more.
He is becoming concerned at the symptoms that internet addicts are showing.
The level of mental health symptoms the person develops if the person is not having access to internet. Mental health symptoms so far observed are anxiety, depression, and also irritability, general irritability. Now, from the social point of view, one of the major criteria is to what extent that addiction has affected the person's social life, for example, in the workplace.
No studies have been undertaken in Australia, but studies in the UK suggest they have a prevalence rate of 2.8% for internet addiction. Putting that into perspective, Australia has a rate of 2.8% for gambling addiction, and we know how much of a major issue that is. And Rahmatullah suggests that nothing is being done to stop the spread.
I must say, we don't have any at the moment. These people are ending up in the GP services. You know, they won't tell the GP that they are having internet addiction, but they will report various other issues, like, you know, I'm feeling anxiety, I'm feeling depressed. So the GPs are just treating them for general mental health symptoms, because, you know, they are not treating the root cause of the problem. They're just treating them as general symptoms, which are outcomes of the root cause. Okay, because unless we deal with the addiction itself, you know, it won't go away.
Rahmatullah places some of the blame on schools and universities for youths becoming internet addicts.
If internet addiction is a problem, then probably, you know, we will have to really revisit the concept of online teaching, online materials, you know, online resources, etc. Because, you know, that should not become a triggering point for people to go into further troubles.
Whilst whether the internet is an addiction or not is debatable, no one can deny that it is becoming further delved into society each day. Perhaps Marie sums up the impact that it is having the best.
I feel that sometimes he would rather speak to us on a chat forum online than actually face to face.
James Bitmade, Monash News.